And welcome back here to Space Coast Daily Sports Talk. Alan Slaughterzinski here, and it is my pleasure to welcome all. I'm going to let out a little secret here. If you didn't already know, I'm going to tell you now that I've got kids that go to high school at Satellite. So while we cover the Space Coast, the Friday Night Locker Room and Space Coast Daily, I cheer for Satellite. I've got children that go there. I have to. So I was I love Coach Carstens, but I'm happy tell you that Coach Carstens has stepped aside, and the new coach they're very excited about. He is Ted Kimme, the offensive coordinator there under Coach Carstens. And Coach Kimme is joining me now. Coach, thanks for joining me tonight.
Oh, it's a great day to be a Scorb, Alan, and we appreciate your support. There's no doubt about that.
Well, Coach, let's jump right into it here. You know, look, you've got a football background here. I would say a regimented football background. West Point graduate, played offensive line there. Talk a little bit about your time at West Point.
Yeah, I actually graduated from West Point in 2008. I played under Bobby Ross there. And, you know, just being a part of the Army-Navy game, being a part of that brotherhood, you know, has really set me up for success, not just in the military, which I did afterwards for my 5-year active duty commitment, but absolutely as a football coach. So I take a lot of the things that I learned about myself and a lot of things I learned about team building and leadership and really just character development overall. And I've kind of built that into building a team here.
You know, Coach, it just dawned on me that I'm from Baltimore. And I believe it was 2007. I'm going to have to get you to autograph my Army-Navy program because I saw the Army-Navy game that was played at M&T Bank Stadium. That just dawned on me. So
I
play some football.
Yeah, 2 years ago, well, not this past season, but the year before, I went up to Philadelphia, and I was at the game. It was my 30th birthday, and I thought, you know, they were going to give me the birthday present of my dreams, and it just didn't happen. But I tell you what, this year, just seeing what Jeff Monken has done there and really the changes in the program, I just couldn't be more proud to be, you know, part of Army football.
Well, thank you for your service to our country, Coach, and because that is quite a commitment. Let's take a minute to talk about that in terms of playing football. You know, throughout the course of history in the National Football League, you see, you know, I know he played for Navy. We're talking about like guys like Roger Staubach, Napoleon McCallum.
Yeah.
And I only mention Navy because being from the Mid-Atlantic region up in that area, that's what we grew up watching was Navy and Maryland football. And
sure,
to be able to serve country following that, that's quite a commitment, Coach.
Yeah, you know what? You hit the nail on the head. I mean you know, when you get the chance to play at a school like that, and then on top of that to be a part of that alumni and what we call there at West Point, we call it the Long Gray Line. That alumni network is very strong, number one. But number two, to be able to – you're right, exactly right – to be able to serve your country afterwards. And I can tell you there's not a day that goes by that you know, your future as a leader in the Army isn't thought of. And, you know, to have – the brave young men and women of this country to be able to lead those for 5 years that I did on active duty. You know, I tell you what really helped me now, and it's something that I continue to rely on every day, because I'll tell you what, you know, I had many young 18 to 19 year old soldiers that were in my unit and that I was in charge of and helped lead together. But now, as a football coach, you know, there are some 18, 17-year-olds all the way down to, you know, 14. But it's definitely set me up for success. And on top of that, you know, to be able to lead a program, you know, I think, number one, you got to really understand who you are and understand your strengths and weaknesses. And there's no doubt that the Army, you know, and West Point overall helped me with that.
No question about it. We're talking to Coach Ted Kimme here. He is the new head coach for the Satellite Scorpions. And, Coach, you know, I guess it's every man and woman that serves our country that goes into to the military knows that they're going in for at least 4 years. But when you go to one of these service academies, you know you're going in for A, school, and then B, to serve your country. What words of advice would you have for the young man at Astronaut High School, Willoughby, who recently signed on to go play up at West Point, your alma mater?
Yeah, I actually, Kenny and I, he actually reached out to me and we talked. We've actually sent probably, I'd say, numerous emails and text messages and phone calls as he was getting ready to make his decision. And I tried to give him as much information as possible. You know, obviously it's about, you know, I'm almost 9 years removed now, but I tell you what, even though it's been around for, you know, 200 years, it doesn't really change that much. And so, I try to give him as much information as possible, but overall, you know, it's an absolute grind. I mean, it's not your typical college experience, but I tell you what, if you're looking for a place to develop you as an individual and as a leader and then set you up for success for the rest of your life, I mean, it's just a place, you know, there will be times, I told him, I was very honest, you know, there will be times where, you know, it's going to be extremely hard and you're going to be tested. But it will be worth it. You know, that's what I told him in the end. So it will be worth it. There's no doubt.
And he made, I just want to point out too, that he the magazine's coming out next week. He made our first team. I can't remember what position he played, Coach, but he made our Friday night. That's right. He made our first team offensive line for the Friday Night Locker Room at Space Coast Daily. So we're proud to have him on that first team. What was it like to play for Bobby Ross, former Georgia Tech and San Diego Charger head coach?
Yeah, I mean, he was a he brought a lot of that, you know, kind of that pro mindset and the college mind and what he did and his success that he had in the college game, you know, just to be around somebody who's been around the game for so long and really has such a knowledge base. It was humbling, you know, it was really a humbling experience, to be honest with you. No doubt improved me as a football player.
No question. We are talking to Ted Kimming here. He's promoted from the offensive coordinator at Satellite High School to now the head coach. And, well, let's talk about your team, Coach. And, by the way, great video. I saw the video when you let the student-athletes know over there at Satellite that you were going to take over as the head coach. That was really quite a moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was an emotional moment for me. I'm going to be honest with you. I actually kind of get goosebumps right now just thinking about it. But, you know, being here 3 years before that and just getting to know this community and getting to know these players and the staff and faculty and just the support and the boosters and, man, just being around it all has been – I mean, I tell you what, I'm not from this area, but, I'm from Orlando. But I tell you what, I feel like I grew up here. I mean, it's just it's a family atmosphere and just being a teacher here as well. You know, you talk about a school that really sets you up for success from day one. You know, you get it, you know, it's one of the best educations, you know, here in Brevard County. And then on top of that, you know, I'm a firm believer that with what Mark Carson's did here in the program and what he set me up for here, you know, I just couldn't be more proud to be at a place that's so near and dear to my heart. And then on top of that, we live here. You know, my wife and my two kids, we have a, you know, we live here in Satellite Beach. So, man, we really found a home and we really feel proud to be from here for sure.
Well, Coach, I know last season the record wasn't what you wanted, what you guys wanted, but the bottom line is this was a competitive, fun football team to watch last season. And you know what? At the end of the year there, Coach, in the home game, you know, as Coach Carson's told me, he said, Alan, if you're going to have a year like we had record-wise, it's good to win this last one and keep this surfboard here, Coach.
No doubt. No doubt. You know, I mean, you know, when I, like I said, when I look back on last year, I could tell you, you know, based on the record, you would never know. I mean, and the feeling around our program the direction that we're headed, you would never know that we were 3-7 last year, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And I really do tip my hat to and really give all the credit in the world to what Mark did here. And on top of that, you know, what our kids have embraced. I mean, they have been open and trustworthy. And on top of that, just have worked their butts off every day to get better. And the tide is turning. I mean, there is no doubt in my mind that we are headed in the right direction. And that's really a testament to our coaching staff. And that's a testament to, you know, the administration, the athletic department here. So I'm just, I tell you what, I couldn't be more excited to be here. and really to move forward and to see this thing through. You know, to be honest with you, I did some in looking back at the history of the program, and the longest head coach here has been 6 years, and it's my desire, at least it's my desire here, you know, to be here longer than that. So I definitely have a goal to be here a long, long time, and I really want to do this thing right.
Well, there's no question. We're talking to head coach Ted Kimmy of the Satellite Scorpions, and here on Space Coast Daily Sports Talk, brought to you by Old School Pizza and Space Coast Daily. Coach, I'm looking at the roster here, and I know that Max Preps isn't exactly the most accurate thing in the world here, but I'm showing 53 guys between your JV and your varsity in terms of players returning. Noah Mumme had some great time last year at quarterback. I don't know what the situation, who's going to play what next year, but you've got some kids, underclassmen, that put in some time last year on the practice field and during the games that have experience coming back for you.
Absolutely. I mean, we got nine guys coming back on the defensive side of the ball, and then we have seven guys coming back on the offensive side of the ball. So, I mean, we are, again, not just in the sense of building a program and building a culture here and really taking care of the kids and putting them as number one. But I can tell you what, I'm excited for what's going to happen on the football field too. When you talk about players like, offensively, when you talk about, our quarterback, Noah Mumme, he's a state champion pole vaulter. He got hurt about midway through the year last year, missed about three or four games. Really was just doing a fantastic job for us before that. So he's looking to come back strong there. And then we have our running back, Lewis Morris, who was going to play some slot for us last year because we had Zach Switzer playing running back, but he ended up getting hurt about, I think it was either the second or third game. So Lewis was essentially just thrust into the position, and he got a ton of reps, and he's just a workhorse there at the running back position. And then we got Bo Cole. He's a 2019 guy. He was our second leading receiver. And we're losing Alex Nix at the quarterback position, who kind of stepped in for Noah. And then we're losing Eric Askelin, who ended up, being one of the top receivers in class 5A towards the end of the year there. So we lost some production, but I tell you what, I'm confident in the guys coming back on the offensive side of the ball. And then, I always got to give some love as an offensive lineman to my big boys, Joseph Schwartz and Alex Iravasi, who are going to hold that down and anchor that front for us.
Coach, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up, look, over there, I talked to head coach David Lowe about it. You guys aren't as blessed over there, at least beachside anyway, with the football programs that some of the, the Rockledges and the Vieiras and things like that. So really the program development has to come really from within. And how do you approach that as a new head coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think the number one thing is, first of all, we're going to build a program that is we're going to be uncommon in all we do. I tell you what, nowadays teenagers are pushed to follow the leader and to the peer pressure that is existent in high schools, especially in the county and here is forcing kids to make some decisions that they end up regretting. And we really want our players to be set up for success, not only on the football field, in the classroom, but in the future as well. And to be honest with you, not only do we want to be uncommon, as individuals, but we want to be uncommon on the football field. So, for me, number one, it's we got to determine where are we headed? What's our purpose? What's the why behind all we do? So on top of that, I'd say the second thing is we got to have a coaching staff that embodies those values and embodies that purpose and identity and shows up every day, giving these players not only the tools to be successful on the field, but in the future. Building some excitement around the program. I mean, to be honest with you, just like you're saying, a part of that is winning some games. I mean, building some excitement is definitely going to come with winning some games. But, this year, I mean, for us, we're calling it it's going to be a historic year for us here at Satellite because, we're going to be able to play a schedule where we compete in every single game. And then on top of that, we have a chance. We're actually going for our kickoff classic. We're actually going to, down to Key West. We're traveling down there. So that'll be a great start to the year for us, team building activities. And then on top of that, you know, we're going to, you know, when we talk about the schedule overall, you know, we're going to finish the year with a chance. If we win five games, you know, we have a chance to play in a bowl game. So if we play in a bowl game, that'll be longer than any satellite football team has played in the last 20 years. So
I'm excited. I mean, you know, as a parent of kids that go to school there, I've got a son that's going to go to school there. I look forward to having him play for you, Coach. I really do. And, you know, I think that's the entire, you know, that's the entire, you see the coaches in the county that have been successful. And, you know, you look at what they do. Some of them are low key. Some of them are high key. I mean, it sounds like, Coach, that you're going to create your environment there, an environment that Ted Kimme creates and that these kids are going to learn from, be productive from, and ultimately be successful at.
Amen. You know, Alan, you hit the nail on the head. And to be honest with you, we don't necessarily define success in this program, you know, with wins, with the win and loss column. But to be honest with you, it's going to be for us as coaches, the success will be, you know, those young individuals and young leaders who are, you know, who are proud, you know, who are proud graduates, not only of this program, but of this school, and then go on to live lives of, you know, through that of professional excellence and service to others and that want to go change the world. And to be honest with you, I just can't wait to see, you know, our coaches and these players together and where this thing goes. And overall, you know, for success wise, for me, to be honest with you, success is going to be defined as those emails and those phone calls and those players that come back, you know, a year, 2 years, 5 years later and give me a hug and say, you know, thank you. You know, it was those lessons that we learned on the field that have helped me be a better leader and a better citizen and a better, you know, father, husband, you know, whoever, you know, now. So that's kind of how we're going to define it. And you know, obviously success on the field is going to take some time. But I tell you what, with the core group we have, especially, you know, I'm talking, we forgot to mention the defense too. You know, we got nine guys coming back there. We got J.D. Arnold, who's a young guy, plays linebacker for us. Got Nunu Abendroth, Andrew Abendroth, Eric Nix, Cam Sato, and Caden Larkin. So those guys on defense too. So, you know, I'm just telling you what, I'm jumping out of my seat right now just to be here and to be a part of this and just to see where it goes.
Fun watching Eric Nix come off that edge and play on that defense. 6'2", 190 pounds, right free for that position. Good kid. I enjoyed watching him play. You know, Coach, I was talking to Austin Lyon, interviewing him a couple of weeks ago, and I said this was before Coco won on the win to the state championship, and I said, Austin, what is it about Brevard County? Because when you look around the rest of the state, you know, I – give or take a couple of these regions. And Austin said, you know, he said, Alan, he said, Brevard County is not blessed with the athletes that you find in Tampa or South Florida or up in Jacksonville a lot of the times. He said, but the thing about Brevard County that really stands out amongst the rest of the state are the coaches. He said the leadership, the teachers, the mentors in Brevard County, he said they really are second to none as a group over there. Coach, I just want to tell you that I think you fit right into that mold, and we here at the Friday Night Locker Room at Space Coast Daily are looking forward to covering you and the Satellite Scorpions in 2017 and beyond.
Amen. I totally agree with you, Alan, and we appreciate everything you do for high school football here in the county. And I tell you what a humbling feeling for me to join such an awesome history and tradition we have here in Brevard County, and on top of that, you know, the great coaches that we have here now and then the coaches that we've had in the past.
Well, Coach, we'll end. I always like to end with a little personal touch in terms of about you. Tell us a little bit about Coach Kimme away from the football field. What does he like to do?
Well, to be honest with you, I have two children. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, my son Graham and my daughter Campbell. And, you know, I spend a lot of time with them and my wife, Allison, and we live here in Satellite. So we love to go to the beach. You know, I love to fish, and, you know, I like to fish in the river, fish, fish from the beach. And I really do, as an English teacher, I really love to read and write and kind of use that as my stress reliever. I don't get to put the pads on anymore, so I got to find stress relief in other ways. But I would say that's a little bit about me outside the field.
And Coach, finally, one or two here real quick. Your favorite NFL team?
I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan. So when you said Baltimore, I definitely am very familiar with that area. My dad actually still lives up there in Delaware. My grandma's up there. I actually moved down here to Orlando during high school, and I went to high school right outside UCF at University of Orlando. Being born in Delaware and growing up, you know, there for 10 years, I fell in love with the Eagles, and my dad, you know, kind of brainwashed me to love the Eagles. And sometimes I curse them for that, but other than that, you know, I am a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
And the other sports, I'm a big hockey guy. I mean, was it the Flyers and the Sixers and all that too?
It's a great sports town for sure. Yep.
Well, Coach, what did you think of the Super Bowl on Sunday?
You know, when you, it's, I guess as a coach, when you talk to kids all the time about being over believers and on top of that, you know, kind of not letting the moment get bigger than you are and kind of being where your feet are. And, you know, I heard Dabo Sweeney say in the national championship, you know, don't let the light shining on you be brighter than the light shining in you.
And
I mean, you look at Tom Brady and everything that he's done in his career, and just what a performance and what a representation of everything that, you know, us coaches, you know, tell these players every day. So it was, you know, to be honest with you, because as a, you know, now an former offensive coordinator and moving along to the head coach position, you know, I was pretty proud to see Atlanta in the Super Bowl representing the offensive side of the ball. But you know, because a lot of my players asked me and they said, well, what do you think? And I said, I don't know. I said, maybe offense wins championships now. But it ended up just with Tom Brady and his experience. And then on top of that, just, you know, his mental toughness was just something that we can take and translate to the high school game, and hopefully, and really having those players being able to watch that, you know, for them seeing it live in action was awesome. So good for them and that program and what Bill Belichick's done there. Again, another example of building the culture. And if you take care of that, and then you take kind of that care of that internal culture stuff and putting the players first, typically the wins are a byproduct of that on the field.
Brady and Bill Belichick winning their fifth Super Bowl, but yet still providing teaching moments, not just for them, but for everybody watching that game as well. Because, you know, it was funny that Bill Belichick said, I can't remember which reporter he was speaking to, but he said, you know, I know that there are a lot of coaches and players out there that probably thought that we were down and out. And hopefully, you know, we showed that you never give up. You just never, ever give up. And that was the perfect, you know, and that was the perfect example of that. So, well, Coach, I can't thank you enough for taking time. I know you say you coach baseball too.
Yeah. I'm helping out with Jason Arnold in the baseball program over there. So.
Okay. Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking time out today to speak to us here on Space Coast Daily Sports Talk. And, again, the Friday Night Locker Room, can't wait to get over there and cover some Scorpion games this year and cover you in Space Coast Daily. And, Coach, good luck to you. Congratulations, and thank you for your service to our country.